Okay, this is Carolyn Williams, Palette of ExoticWarfare.com, and this is part 6. I told you about how you could find the nanotechnology by using a UV long wave black light and a magnifying glass. Okay, this stuff's going to look kind of like fibers, but they're not. They're plasticky. And if you melt them, they will bead up on the end, you know, like nylon does. Now, there's a couple other things I want to tell you. You can find out if it's in your urine by urinating in a clean jar, preferably in the morning when you get up. Okay, and then you go to a window that has bright sunlight and you get your magnifying glass or some kind of, you know, high-powered viewer. A jeweler's, I think they're called a scope, a jeweler's loop, that's what it's called, a jeweler's loop, a really good macro lens from a camera, a magnifying glass. Make sure that the sunlight is coming in behind the jar so that the urine is backlit. And you might have to shake it a little bit because the nanowires settle to the bottom. And then take a good look. If you see something floating around that looks like little fibers, and sometimes they're colored, sometimes they're silver, sometimes they're black and white, like salt and pepper, or other colors, blue, different colors, and you may see other things that are like little feathers. Okay, those are nano arrays, you know, a kind of antenna, which is an array. You've got a problem. You are contaminated with the nanotechnology, okay? If you don't see anything, then you might want to do a course of a whole lot of water or various herbs or B3 or different things that will cause your body to flush, you know, a lot of grapefruit or orange juice or lemon juice, anything that will cause your kidneys to flush, and then take another look. What I found interesting was that the nanotechnology is outside the body, fluoresces under the black light. But when it comes out of the body through the urine or the spit or the feces or the skin or anywhere else, though sometimes in the skin it does fluoresce still, but a lot of it that comes out does not fluoresce anymore, which means the fluorescent minerals are being left behind in the body. And is that to tag us, or is it just part of the process, or what does that mean? I don't know, but I do believe we can look for those fluorescent minerals probably in our hair by doing hair samples. The black and white nanowires have a really... they're like a salt and pepper nanowire. They have a really sharp point end. One end is really sharp and pointed like a needle. The other end is blunt. And I had heard that those were the ones that could be moved around through the body, under the skin, or through the bloodstream using an external magnetic field. What's interesting was I urinated out a bunch of those one time into the jar. And I thought, oh, those are those salt and pepper ones. So I got a very strong magnet in it. These things had settled to the bottom, and they were laying horizontal on the bottom of the jar. But when I held the magnet over the top of the urine, they turned 180 degrees up with the blunt end up, and the blunt end, I mean, they went right up to the surface of the urine where the magnet was, and it was the blunt end that was attracted to the magnet. So there must be something in that little blunt end that can be pulled around with using an external magnetic field. And I do know that when those are coming down from your kidneys or coming out your urethra or out your vagina or your bowels or wherever they're coming from, up your throat, out your eyes, or they hurt. That pointed in, it hurts. Those things are also bigger and thicker than most of the other nanowires. It's very, very painful. Now, Now, the cobalt blue nanowires have a gold tip on the end. That gold tip contains, it's a camera. It's a nano camera. And I don't think it actually takes pictures of, say, the scenery or whatever, but it takes a chemical reading of anything that's around it. And then that chemical reading can be transmitted back to the researchers or whoever they are. The other thing I wanted to say was there's a couple of soaps you can get. One is called a Funga soap. It's made by Pedifix. P-E-D-I-F-I-X. P-E-D-I-F-I-X. It's a tea tree fungal soap. And the other one is Endure 300. It's a Huntington brand made by Ecolab. Well, you get your arm wet, put a little bit of that fungus soap on there, you rub it in until it foams up, and then you put a little bit of the other one, which is ethanol-based liquid soap, on top of that, rub that in until it foams up. What will happen is pink blobs of silicone will start just coming out of your skin. If you're really contaminated, it'll just ooze out of the pores like snakes, worms, just have tons of it coming out. You may get little black specks coming out. That's the heavy metals. And you may also get the crystals that I was talking about, which we all know, crystals amplify the signal. Okay? And these are probably a hydroxyapatite crystal, because that's what it talks about in, in those patents I was telling you about, the Air Force and National Institutes of Health patents. Anyway, that's a pretty good way to find out that, gosh, I've been contaminated with something here. There are also people who are using a 5 million power flashlight, okay? Well, it's really high-powered flashlight, and if you use that at night when there's heavy chemtrail stuff coming down, and it mainly comes down after sunset because of the inversion thing between the upper atmosphere and the lower atmosphere. That's why they spray mainly during the day, and then at nighttime when, you know, the sunset starts coming on, that you have that inversion thing go on, and all that will start coming down. You can get some awesome video, and it's like snow. Folks, we are living in snow of this stuff, and there is some good video of that and the crystals, a bunch of other stuff on my front page, so please go look at it, exoticwarfare.com, and I'm going to come back with just one more thing, which will be part 7. Thank you.